Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pamela Abrams, who's trying to win a $5,000 grant to open her dream business, Yesteryear's Candies, Coffees, and More.
Tell us a little bit about your business, and for everyone out there who will be hearing this, what's the name of your business? And kind of, I've read a little bit of the story, but what's the motivation for your business? It has something to do with your granddaughter, correct?
Yes, I originally bought the diner for my granddaughter's birthday, for her 12th birthday. Kind of like, it started out to be just kind of clubhouse type of thing for her, and it's quite nice. It has electricity and everything fully equipped. It was built for a geocaching event, and I purchased that for her birthday. And then as time went, I talked to her. I became inspired that, you know, she's always been an entrepreneur. Herself. She makes jewelry and she sold things at Tulip Time. I said, well, maybe we could start a small business here and you could start putting away a college savings fund. And she had some inhibitions and concerns. And so over time she said, you know, Grammy, if you would get this going for me, just pay me to work for you, I would put that money away for college. And I thought, okay, I'll do that. And then I'll just, as she learns the business and see how it goes and develops confidence, she can do that. So eventually she said, you know, she wanted to just hold off a little bit. And the funding was an issue because I'm still paying. I've paid more than half for the diner. And so as it just kind of grew, you know, I thought, well, let's give back to a community that's been so wonderful to us. And let's give back and let's give to back to the world in addition to, you know, saving a college fund for my granddaughter, because I may or may not be able to afford college for her, and it's nice if we can start that at a young age and teach her. And maybe at some point she may want to, since she's a young entrepreneur, take this to a different level and actually run the business herself and start inspiring other young entrepreneurs, because there are many.
So it sounds like if you get the funding, you guys will have a good chance to get up and going. How can people vote for you? What is the name of your diner, and how did you get into the contest?
I sign up on Trinet because I have been interested in business, and I took some business in college, and so I've been signed up with them for a while, and I received notification that another contest was being hosted, and I entered that contest at Dream Big Grill Here. com, and it's being hosted and sponsored by VentureNet and Iowa Bankers and several other wonderful organizations who I thank very much. It's an opportunity for myself as well as many others. And the name of the diner is Yesteryear's, and the reason I so named it was it's vintage or classic. It looks like a 50s diner, and we have a jukebox and original stools in there from it's a beautiful piece of art, a building, and I'd like to really put that to use. We would offer fair trade coffees that help other communities worldwide so those farmers can support their families. And then the candy, since it's a vintage building, will be classic candies. I had a gentleman during Tulip Time tell me his mouth still watered when he thought about a cherry mash. So that would be something we would carry. But then there is a candy that was created by a chef and his 13-year-old child, and that's called Unreal Unjunked Candy. And so that would also be a product we're looking at, as well as fair trade organic chocolate. I like the number 21. It's 3/7. I'm a Christian myself, and I do walk in faith, so I'm planned out that we would, from all candy sales, 14% would go back into our community, and then 7% of that we would choose from a surrounding community, whatever community might need that, for homeless shelters or even animals. My dog had an unfortunate accident recently, and my granddaughter talked about how wonderful it would be if there was a fund. So we would like to do something like that, and then the remaining proceeds would be split between the college fund appropriately to maintain the business, between Rosemary's college fund and supporting purchasing more inventory to keep everything going. The coffee sales would be sustain the business and support communities in third world countries. So That's our business plan, but I'm really excited, and it's such a blessing. I'm walking in faith, and people can vote for our dream if they feel that it is a good and giving business and good for this community at dreambiggrowhere.com.
Let's just say that you were to win the competition and get the business up and running. Where is it going to be located in Pella?
It's a residential yet a business community as well, and we check with the city to make sure about everything before we ever had it set down. Initially, I think it would be near to our home because I think the hours would also be determined according to the community's needs and demands. And as it grew and expanded and I had feedback from the community, if it needed to be moved to a different location to serve the community better, that would be something I would look at then. But I think initially just a very nice, it's in a nice location that can still be beneficial and attractive to the community without any problems due to the nature of how the business would be run with scheduling and custom orders and so forth.
So if it's in a set location, where is it located at?
In Pella on Franklin, 902 Franklin.
Gotcha. Street. So right now it's at 902 Franklin right now.
Yes, right across from Creation Station. So there are other businesses, but, you know, and as I said, since it's pretty much there would be specific hours that the business was open, and it's pretty much to come and pick up what you like and to go. It's more a to-go business or to call and have a custom order made and waiting or delivered.
Okay.
I don't foresee it as being a problem with its location. However, our customers and the community would be one of the most important aspects. So if that became a problem, by all means, the diner would be moved to a more appropriate and desirable location for the community.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again to Pam Abrams, who's trying to win that $5,000 grant to open her dream business, Yesteryear's Candies, Coffees, and More in Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.